You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Last segment, we heard from the Democrat running to fill the vacant 2nd District seat on Kent County Levy Court, Andrea Kreiner. This segment, we turn to the Republican in that race, James Hosfeld, a former Dover police chief and a current Dover City Council member. Delaware Public Media's James Morrison sat down with Hosfeld recently to discuss the race and the issues he sees as vital to Kent County voters.
You're a current council member here in Dover and a former police chief for the city. But people who may not know you, just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background.
Sure. I appreciate it. We came here in 1980. I was with the Air Force at the time. And traveled around a little bit and was stationed here, was stationed in Korea and South Dakota. Ultimately, we just fell in love with the area. We came back and settled here in Dover, Delaware. Both of us originally from Western Maryland. So it was somewhat close to home, but gave us a chance to be on our own. And with the Air Force till 1987, at that point, it was really a chance encounter. I had met who was then the police chief, Jim Hutchison, and who currently serves with me on council. And we met and, kind of told me, if you come down, you pass the test, I'll hire you. And he certainly held to his word. I passed the test, and 26 years later, I retired as a chief of police with the city of Dover. Retired from Dover and went to work for Dover International Speedway. I'm the director of public safety and track operations at the Speedway. So I manage not only both the NASCAR races, but I also manage the public safety side of the house, and that'd be fire, EMS, law enforcement, security for Firefly Music Festival.
So you've been here a long time, and I also read, too, that you're big on getting out and talking to the voters as well. What are voters telling you that are important issues for them?
At this point, we've been talking to, doing a lot of neighborhood walks, and, I leave work and go do the same thing throughout the city and throughout the county. But the thing I'm hearing most of our county residents are concerned with public safety, just as the city residents are. So that's a familiar, familiar tale for me. It's easy for me to talk about. It's something I understand. Having been in law enforcement with the city of Dover, obviously, we work with all the other law enforcement agencies in the county as well. You just have to do that because there's not enough of us to go around. So whether it's working with Delaware State Police or Felton Police or Harrington, whoever it may have been at the time, you certainly get a handle for the crime trends, and you understand, what it is that's going on in and around Kent County and the city of Dover as well. For the county, though, not only is it's not law enforcement, but it's the paramedic service. It's the emergency management service, the 911 center. When you pick up that phone and you call 911 because you need help, you expect somebody to answer you on the other end. And that's the important piece with Kent County and the 911 center. So public safety, we're also hearing about land use issues, common sense land issues. It's one thing if you buy a home in a development and it has rules and regulations, bylaws that you go by to live in that association's neighborhood. But then I think it's somewhat a little bit different if you buy a piece of land or you're a farmer and you have your own land. I think those people should have the right to do with their land as they see fit. I don't want to see government intrusion in those areas.
Just backing up a little bit, getting into your background in law enforcement as a former police chief, what you're saying is that you'll be able to use your connections that you've made within the cities and your understanding of crime issues in the area to be able to help fight crime and prevent crime, even though being on the county level, you'll be a bit further removed from the Dover Police Department or the local police departments.
Yeah, I think that's important. Obviously, I don't expect that, once elected, that I would come in and set the tone. I think Commissioner Pepper's done a great job with the public safety side of the house. In my former capacity and, my knowledge in that area, I see, another voice come in and help, and is a sounding board, if you will, throw some new ideas out there possibly. But to be very honest with you, you have to be pretty impressed with the services that Kent County has provided through the emergency management or 911 center and the paramedic program. So I work with everybody up and down the state, and that program's second to none. So what I can do to help and foster that relationship and continue that obviously is important to me. I think the other issue, when you talk about public safety, is the volunteer fire service. You know, that how fortunate is Delaware? You know, I think we're the only capital of the 50 states that has a volunteer fire service. And you look at all the surrounding areas, whether it be Camden, Wyoming, Hartley, Cheswold, whoever it may be, South Little Creek or Little Creek. You know, these departments are key to the safety of our residents. And obviously we want to see that continue, you know, whether it's, you know, through the county appropriations money that goes out to our, I think we have 18 different fire companies and one ambulance company that's supported, that some support is received through those county appropriations money. So we want to see that continue. And obviously a lot of things are in question when we talk about funding, you know, especially with, you know, the things that we're all worried what the state may try to do or end up doing to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was a question I was going to ask too, with this budget deficit on the state level of around $375 million, I think, at the county level, the state level, most levels, we may be faced with the possibility of having to cut services or find new revenue sources, even raise taxes. You know, how would you approach a problem like this if you are faced with that?
Well, here's the thing. I think we need, as a group, obviously the county and the cities work together with the Delaware League of Local Governments. So, you know, we have to, as a group, you know, get together and formulate a plan and obviously have reach out and have conversations with our state legislators to let them know how important some of these programs are to us. I mean, if we take a look, just let's look at the paramedic program, the 30-70 split that's been discussed and thrown around in the paper a little bit. I mean, that's a difference of approximately $1.5 million to the county. So there's $1.5 million that we have to find. Or have to come up with as a county or offset that somehow. So those are concerns. If we look about the real estate transfer tax, I mean, we could be talking about probably in the ballpark of $850,000. So now we're almost at $2.5 million of unfunded sources that we never had before. So it's a concern, obviously, to me as a city councilman currently, but it's also going to be a huge concern as a county resident because I pay taxes here just like everybody else. I have always considered myself a fiscal conservative. I think that the good thing about that, people can refer to my voting record as a city councilman, and that will certainly back up my statement as being a fiscal conservative.
Okay, and I just have one final question, and I know you talked about crime being one of the major issues that people are worried about, and then also land management being one of the issues that you're hoping to tackle. Is there anything else that rises to the top of your agenda that you'd hope to focus on Levy Court?
You know, the big thing for me, and it's, you know, I've been in public service, whether it be the Air Force or the police department, and my whole life, it's about constituent service to me. I love getting out. I love working with people if they have issues and they have concerns or problems, if you will. You know, to me, it's important that I help them solve those issues. I've been able to do that as a city councilman. You know, I just, you know, that's basically, you know, to be very honest with you, that's what I've been raised to do. That my whole family is in public service. My wife's a school teacher. My daughter's a nurse. My son serves in the Air Force. So that's what we know. It's what we do. We're very proud of our service, and we just hope to continue that at a much bigger level with the county now. And the good thing about that, the majority of the city resides within the 2nd District Levy Court area. So not only do I get to continue serving the citizens of Dover, but now I get to reach out and branch out and help more people within the county of Delaware, Kent County.
Jim Hosfeld, thanks for speaking with me today about this.
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate the offer.
That was Delaware Public Media's James Morrison speaking with James Hosfeld. Hosfeld is the Republican candidate running in the special election for Kent County Levy Court's 2nd District. That special election is scheduled for March 21st. And The Green continues in a moment with our latest piece from Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative, which looks at the threats avian flu presents in our region and some efforts to address that threat. You're listening to Delaware Public Media.